It's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
What album did that song lead off?
Frontiers.
1983's Frontiers. Separate Ways, Worlds Apart, the name of that song. This journey took a darker turn there. Okay, we have to talk corny dogs.
We do?
Isn't that our slogan?
Yeah.
We have to talk corny dogs?
Sure.
58 million pounds of corn dogs and other sausage on a stick products are being recalled.
Oh, no.
Across the United States of America.
Not the ones coming here.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I'm sure the State Fair has it under control. These are ones that are sold in stores.
Okay.
Because pieces of wood may be embedded in the batter.
Yeah.
Several consumers reporting injuries to date. This recall covers select, quote, State Fair corn dogs on a stick. That's the name on the package that you would buy in the store. And Jimmy Dean pancakes and sausage on a stick. Pancakes and sausage on a stick. And all these products come from Texas-based Hillshire Brands, which is a subsidiary of, as a term when I was a kid, when something was a wholly owned subsidiary of something else was a Glazer term, of Tyson Foods, which comes to us from Arkansas.
All right, well, State Fair, Fletcher, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or, yes,
yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But these products came from a facility over in Haltom City. They say that the issue was isolated to one facility in Haltom City.
What's going on in Haltom City?
Well, now wood-free corn dogs are being made over there.
Thank God.
And wood-free sausage on a stick. Wood-free sausage on a stick.
Step right up and get your wood-free sausage on a stick.
They received multiple complaints from consumers, five of which involved injuries. And they later determined that a limited number of these products contained extraneous pieces of wooden stick within the batter. And so they initiated a recall out of an abundance of caution. How is that out of abundance of caution when it was in there?
Right.
It wasn't you were worried it was in there. It was in there.
Obviously a major malfunction.
So I think they mean as a response to.
Right.
As opposed to out of an abundance of caution. But I do like the unnecessary empty phrase of limited number.
Yeah.
They want you to know that it wasn't infinite.
Right.
That all of them have been, or thousands of them, or whatever.
Well, no matter what the number is, isn't it a limited number?
Right.
I don't know.
Three.
Whatever it was, 5 million pounds, that's a lot of corny dogs.
58 million pounds.
Wow.
Of corn dogs and sausage on a stick. Did Fletcher's invent the corn dog?
I believe so.
Did the state, say yes on that.
The State Fair of Texas invented the corn dog?
I think so.
That's where it was first had.
Like, anyone can even know that.
And so the idea was, let's take a Frankfurter and then bake cornbread around it.
According to Wikipedia, German immigrants in Texas who were sausage makers finding resistance to the sausages they used to make have been credited with introducing the corn dog in the United States, though the serving stick came later. It looks like the serving stick was created by Carl and Neil Fletcher of Fletcher's Corn Dogs and served at the State Fair of Texas sometime between 1938 and 1942 for the first time.
But it started.
But we don't know. It seems weird that we couldn't narrow it down. It's not like those were prehistoric times.
We didn't keep a lot of corn dog records back then.
What?
Uh-oh. Pronto Pup of Rockaway Beach, Oregon, claims to have invented the corn dog in 1939.
Hold on. Could you back up a little bit? Pronto Pup?
Pronto Pup. Also, Cozy Dog Drive-In in Springfield, Illinois, claims to have been the first to serve corn dogs on a stick in 1946. So there's a lot of debate here in the corn dog world.
I had no idea there was such debate in the corn dog world. Yeah, I guess I'm gearing up to have my one corn dog of the year as the state fair is open now.
Need to up that total a little bit.
How many corn dogs do you think you have a year?
Oh, yeah, probably the same. Probably yeah. One or two.
Corn dog versus hot dog. I mean, both good, but you have to choose one.
I'll take hot dog.
Yeah, you got to go hot dog, don't you? If they would just use the same hot dog inside the corn dog as they use for like those ballpark hot dogs, that's the key.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes the corn dog tastes pretty magical. When it's served really hot. And
I hope that's on your tombstone.
I hope it is too.
I don't know. Sometimes the taste of corn dog is pretty magical.
It is. People know what I'm saying right now.
Okay. Hot dog, hamburger.
Oh.
Hamburger.
Burger by a mile.
Turkey sandwich, hamburger.
Burger.
Here's George. Cue George talking about day-old turkey left over from Thanksgiving and making a sandwich out of it.
That is the greatest sandwich you can make.
It's got to be day-old turkey.
It is. Or even that night, Thursday night turkey sandwich. Maybe best ever.
You're just so wrong on this. The best, you know what I think is a really great sandwich, and I wouldn't have thought it would be so good? It's greater than the sum of its parts. I think the BLT is one of the greatest sandwiches
ever. Oh, yeah. It's great.
Meh.
Wow. Oh, dude.
Boy. I'm with you, Gordo. That's a great sandwich.
There's a place that I go to that has awesome BLTs, and I've been on a kick of them lately, and it's just so wrong because I'm eating 2 years worth of bacon in one night. I mean, they just load this thing up with bacon, and bacon is something that you really should have in extreme moderation.
Yeah. I don't think Craig likes BLTs because he doesn't like tomatoes.
No, it's because I don't really like bacon.
Or bacon.
I don't know you. I've worked with you this long, and I have no idea.
I prefer an LT sandwich, lettuce and tomato.
The BLT is so great, and those ingredients you wouldn't think. Like, if someone came to you with that sandwich idea, you go, you're missing something in here. It seems like you're missing the ingredient. Did the meat not come in or something, and that's why you're just having to serve it without the meat? Or are you just going with bacon?
And yet, this is going to sound really stoner slowed down. I think we over-bacon sandwiches. Like the turkey sandwich with bacon on it or the bacon burger. It's just, that's too much bacon.
I never quite bought into the whole putting an egg on a hamburger business that came through a few years ago. You think that's good?
Yeah.
Oh. George, you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself.
I'm not wrecking myself over an egg on a hamburger.
I tell you
hamburger.
Something else that sounds like it's a great idea, and it sounds like you're really upping the game and making it more artisanal, but it really detracts from the burger, and that is the avocado.
Oh, my
Don't
God.
Don't put an avocado on a burger.
Avocado is good on anything.
Yes. Give me avocado with any dish.
You
any
bet.
Dish.
Ice
Toast,
cream.
Salad.
Spaghetti and meatballs. Ice cream. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but any sort of sandwich, you bet.
It's great. Hot dog. It takes away from the taste.
No, it doesn't.
It's a bland infuser. It infuses blandness into a burger.
I don't think so.
It does. It's like activated charcoal for a burger.
Looks like you're wrecking yourself right now.
No, I'm not. I already checked myself, and I am not wrecking myself.
Well, we just got a decision in from the Supreme Court, and you are wrong.
No, totally right.
Wrong.
And the P1s know it. That's the thing. All right, so watch your corn dogs. If you have any corn dogs in your refrigerator with EST-582 or P-894 printed on the packaging,
what?
Then you need to either throw it away or do a woodworking project out of it because it has some extra wood for you.
I didn't know corn dogs had code numbers.
I hope that's on your tombstone.
Yeah, if eating a corn dog recently has given you a splinter, you need to return that.
Right.